Grace and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, the one we put our faith in by God's Spirit. Amen. I want to talk about the gospel lesson today, the very strong words of Jesus. We pray. Lord, richly bless the preaching and the hearing of the word, and indeed increase our faith and be with us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. First Lutheran Church, and every church for that matter, wants an increase. Every church prays for an increase in attendance. May we have many baptized and join the church, like Pentecost, 3,000. Increase the membership, O God. We want an increase in attendance in church. We want you here all the time, in Sunday school, Bible class, our day school, an increase. More people, that we might teach more people the gospel. We want an increase in offerings, always. An increase in volunteers and servants in the church. Oh God, give us an increase. In the gospel today, Jesus teaches us to pray for an increase. An increase of three things. And all those things just mentioned are very important, obviously. In the gospel, though, Jesus teaches us to pray, increase our faith. Don't stop there. That's the prayer of the disciples in the text. But then also increase our vision of a dying world out there. Increase our boldness and courage along with that vision to reach that dying world. And then thirdly, increase our humility and our gratitude. That after all is said and done, we're unworthy servants that have just done our duty. Yes, God, give us an increase. First of all, oh God, we pray, give us an increase of faith. Increase our faith, say with me, increase our faith. This is the cry of the disciples in the middle of the text. Jesus has just taught them that they have two very, very difficult jobs as well as other jobs. But he's just given them two very difficult jobs. And one of them is downright terrifying to myself and anyone really that would teach children or teach anybody for that matter, parents, Sunday school teachers, day school teachers. He says, don't you dare lead a little one into sin. Don't tempt that child. Don't trap that child in their unbelief. Because if you do leave them there, it'd be better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck. When we hear that, we say, increase our faith, O God, that I don't do that. And then he adds something just as difficult, if not more difficult. If someone sins and they repent seven times, forgive them seven times. It's hard for me, probably hard for you, to forgive one time, let alone seven times. When someone's done something to me seven times, isn't there a time they're going to stop? And we hear Jesus say, forgive seven times, be people of forgiveness. We indeed pray, pray with me, increase our faith. Faith in your forgiveness, God, so that I then have the power to forgive other people. And how does the Lord increase faith? Well, the context is very important here, this chapter surrounding this text. In chapters 15 of Luke, 16 of Luke, 17 and 18, in all four of those chapters, Jesus almost the entire time is teaching. Read those four chapters. Luke 15 is the three parables of the lost sheep, the lost coin, the prodigal son, teaching. Luke 16's teaching. We had part of that last Sunday's gospel lesson of Lazarus and the rich man, heaven and hell. Luke 17 is teaching, and Luke 18 is teaching. So the disciples the entire time are either sitting and listening, or they're walking with Jesus along the path, and he's teaching. And so in the middle of that, they cry out, increase our faith. And the Lord would teach us, that's exactly what I'm doing. I increase your faith when I teach you. Your faith is increased when you sit and listen. When you have devotions, when you come to Bible class, when you read your Bible, when you hear the pastor teach and preach, this is food for your faith. You have doubts, you have worries, you have anxieties, you have little faith. Hear the Word of God and be in the Word of God and take the sacrament where He says you're forgiven and go in peace and go strengthened. This is your spiritual food. A Christian should never sit around and analyze how much faith they have. Never look inward and say, well, how much faith do I have? Do I really have faith? And how much do I really have? Don't do that. Just hear the Word of God. and sit at the feet of Jesus and take the sacrament of his precious body and blood. You know, an illustration, if you're hungry, you don't sit around and analyze how hungry you are. Am I a little hungry? A lot hungry? Am I just gigantic hungry? You don't sit around and analyze your hunger. You just eat. You just eat. Analyzing hunger doesn't take hunger away. Eating does. Analyzing one's faith doesn't increase faith. Hearing the word of God does. You're doing that right now. Praise be to God. And come often. Secondly, we don't just stop there. That's not the end of the text. Jesus teaches the church to say, increase our vision. Now pray that with me. Increase our vision. Now this is a little bit more scary. Yeah, I want faith for me. I want faith for my family, but increase my vision of a dying world out there and how the dying world needs Jesus Christ. Open my eyes, oh God, that I see the lost neighbor, the lost friend, my enemy over there that needs peace, my lost child, a relative, whoever it is, the lost in all the continents of the world. Open my eyes, oh God, that I want to reach out to all people with the good news of Jesus. And get me up that I do it with boldness and courage. Jesus continues and says to the disciples, if you just have a little bit of faith, a mustard seed faith, and the mustard seed, of course, as we all know, is very, very small seed. You have a tiny little bit of faith, but if your faith is in me, and Jesus is God, he's all powerful, just a little bit of faith in me as your God, as your Savior, will compel you to uproot a mulberry tree and plant it in the seas. Now that's vivid and powerful. To uproot a mulberry tree, take it out, you just say the words, you speak, you have a powerful tongue, you can speak, and the tree uproots and is planted in the seas. The lesson here is the mission of the church and the vision of the church that comes through faith. What's Jesus talking about? He's probably walking along the road and points to a mulberry tree and the seas out there maybe. This is the mission of the church. The word for mulberry tree literally means a dark tree that causes people to weep. And Christ isn't talking about the church literally uprooting mulberry trees. But what is the dark tree that causes people to weep in confession? It's called the cross. He's talking of the cross that doesn't have mulberries on it. It has his body and blood on it, where he's paying for the sins of the world. He's redeeming the world. He's talking of the cross. And you're going to have the power, if you have a little bit of faith, to take the message of the cross out of the land of the Jews and plant it in the seas. And to a Jew, the seas was always the Gentile nations. The land was the land of Israel, and the seas represented the Gentiles. So here Christ is telling the disciples that their mission. You guys are not only going to teach little ones. You're not only going to forgive people seven times. That's hard enough. But you're going to take the cross, the message of salvation, and take it to the Gentiles. And the Gentiles will be delivered. And that's if you just have a mustard seed faith. Because I am so powerful, and the Spirit I give you is so powerful, you're going to be able to do that. So increase your vision, guys. We're going to the ends of the earth. We have a lost, dying world. And you're going to be a part of it. Are you and I going to take the mulberry tree and plant it in the heart of our neighbor, a friend, family member, taking the message of forgiveness and grace to the world, the love of God? You know, many people Google how to be happy. And I read a statistic where in the last 10 years, the Google search for how to be happy has increased by almost 200%. Everybody's asking, how can I be happy? How to be happy? How to be happy? Tell your friend, tell your neighbor, the search is over. Don't Google anymore. Go to God. You want happiness? You want joy? You want a peace that is beyond understanding? You want eternal life? You want joy of joys and hope of hopes and peace of peace? You want all that? Come to Jesus and be baptized and learn of Jesus. And be confirmed and tell them of the cross, the mulberry tree, forgiveness, salvation, God's unending grace. The search is over, friend. There's joy in Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of politics already, and we got 5 weeks left. There's enough talk of all that nonsense, and much of it is nonsense. We can speak words of peace, peace with God, the forgiveness of sins. We can speak of a perfect king, the King of kings and the Lord of lords who has redeemed mankind. Now, this is the kingdom of God. This is the mission of the church. And then last of all, we ever pray, increase our humility. Pray that with me. Increase our humility. And the last paragraph, Jesus kind of changes the thought here, but it all ties together. He's talking about the vision, the mulberry tree, and the seeds. Then he says, will any of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, done working, come at once and recline at the table, and meaning I will feed you? No, a master doesn't do that. He doesn't ask you to come in and he's going to feed you. Rather, you're his servant. Will he not rather say to him, prepare supper for me, dress properly before me, and serve me while I eat and drink, and then you can eat and drink? Does he thank the servant because he's done what he was commanded? No, you're supposed to do that. So you also, when you have done all this that you were commanded, should say, we are unworthy servants. We've only done what was our duty. Increase our humility and our gratitude, O God. Jesus knows that the disciples have big heads. They are already arguing about who's the greatest in the kingdom. And he knows that when they are apostles, leaders in the church, and they begin to take the gospel to the Gentiles, they could easily get a big head. Look at what I've done. I'm so important. I'm so wonderful. I've earned my way to God. I have a special place with God. He's warning them against this attitude of entitlement. I've done so much, God. I've preached the gospel. I've lived for you. I am entitled to come into your house. I'm entitled to forgiveness and grace. You should feed me and take care of me because I'm so good. Increase our humility. All that God gives me is purely out of grace. I have earned nothing and deserve nothing. I've just done my duty of being your servant, O God. And the amazing thing to finish up is that Jesus does exactly what he says in the text. What master welcomes his servant to his home and says, sit down, I will feed you? Jesus does. You've come in from the field. It's hard work out there. We're tired. What's Jesus say? First of all, he dresses us. He gives us the robe of righteousness called baptism. He feeds us. Come to my home. You're mine. And the master feeds us with his holy word and soon the sacrament. This is amazing grace, friend. We're totally unworthy. Increase our humility, O God, and may I have incredible thankfulness for your grace. You know, I read what a parent did to try to teach his children humility. Maybe a good idea we could all do this. He took the kid's phone, and you know how kids and we all have a lot of pictures on our phone? And he told them, delete every picture of yourself in your phone. Maybe you won't have any other pictures, I don't know. But the point being, life's not about you. Quit looking at yourself and thinking of yourself. Life is about other people. Maybe do that. Delete all the pictures of yourself because it's not about you, it's not about me. It's about others, and it is above all about the person of Jesus Christ. Have a picture of him and look at the pictures of him and think of him. Focus on him, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. It's all about him. And through him, other people. Oh God, yes, increase our faith at First Lutheran. Increase our vision. Increase our humility. Increase, Lord. Amen. We stand and confess our faith.